What it is, Brad Lee back again with another episode of Dropping Bombs. Today in the studio, folks, as I always do, I have a real treat, Jason Stone in the house. Now, a lot of people know who Jason Stone is. He's known by the Millionaire Mentor. Millionaire Mentor. That's a social media account that's got a lot of followers.
Yeah.
How'd that come about?
Oh, wow, that's actually a crazy story. I'm going to take you back about 8 years ago.
And also, you're peculiar because you're one of the dudes that look like if you wanted hair, you'd grow it.
You know, I could grow hair, but it'd be a little thin. So that's why I keep it short.
Short, it's gone. But you got that.
There's hair there. There's hair.
You can see the like nubs. You know what I mean? Like you're like a Jason Statham type, but
bald. Like you could tell he's bald.
But most people do that because they're going bald. So they're like, oh, I might as well be bald.
Well, let you learn,
which
guys,
is what I would do.
On a little secret, like I have tattoo on my head. A lot of people ask me, but a lot of people don't even know. It's like the thin spots are tattooed.
Where they go and tattoo the dots.
Yeah.
Well, again, it looks real to me.
They did a good job.
Yeah. But like I've seen people though shave their head when they can have a full head of hair. And I think to myself, dude,
I don't get it.
Well, the reason why is because they like that bald, tough look, I guess. But dude, I shaved my head one time when I went with the Marine Corps. Dude, I don't have a nice round head like that.
See, you could probably get some little
dude, my shit right up front. My shit looked like a teardrop. My head looked like a teardrop when it was bald.
Oh, man.
There's no bald for me.
They said they got a nice head, so I was like,
okay. So back up for a minute. So obviously, you didn't always have the Millionaire Mentor because you know Instagram came out when
2012.
Yeah, so it was after that.
Yeah, so I think in 2014 is the date that I started Millionaire Mentor, and I had a personal account. I had around 2,500 followers. I know exactly. My wife had 10,000. And she worked hard for those 10,000 followers. And, you know, we...
Is she still your wife?
Yeah. She's 15 years. Yeah.
It's a long time nowadays.
Yeah. It's been a long time. I moved to Miami from Cleveland, Ohio. And, you know, there's a whole story. Let's stick to the story of how Millionaire Mentor was born. Well, we were in Orlando with the kids. And it was actually 2014. We just had Jaden. And long story short, like we were in Orlando and we'd post all our pictures of social media. Like I'd post stuff going out. We post our food. We post like pictures of my watch. You know, I was trying to like do what was the norm back in the day. That's all you could do is post on Instagram pictures. There's no videos. There's no stories. So we'd post that we were out of town. I was in Orlando and I get a notification to my phone that the power at the house was cut. And I didn't think anything of it at the time. I'm like, oh, power go back on. We lose power all the time. So I didn't think anything of it. Came home 2 days later and I was walking up to the front door and it was cracked open. And like, I like just got chills. Now I got chills. I'm like, oh shit, like this is good. So I ran upstairs, got my gun. That wasn't stolen. And I started looking around the house. Everything was gone. Doors were open. Shit was on the floor. All my wife's purses, shoes, even our clothes, designer clothes, everything like gone. TVs, like it was completely ransacked. And I'm like, and I'm running around the house with my gun, like looking around, like rolling on the floor. No, I'm just kidding, I wasn't rolling. But I was like 007 in my shit, ready to shoot somebody. And anyways, long story short, I'm like, social media got us robbed. And
because you showed pictures of your house?
So we were out of town. I'm like, why would we ever use social media again to put ourselves in this place? And show people they're out of town. And that's like a tip for you guys is like, you shouldn't post pictures that you're out of town if no one's going to be at your house. Like at least have someone at your house.
Well, we always have someone at our house.
Yeah, that's good. Like
big ass dogs.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Security, some sort of security. Cause that's the biggest
teacher.
People follow you and then know you're out of town. And if someone wants to rob you, they're going to get you.
100%.
Yeah.
So you realized that was a mistake then, didn't you?
Yeah. And I know it was someone that I either that I work with or this one friend that I had. And a couple of weeks later, I'm like, me and my wife were at the Hard Rock. Just had a couple of drinks in us. And I began a little fight. And I'm like, you know what? I deleted everything. Facebook, Instagram, gone. So fast forward another week and a half, I'm like, I saw one of my friends making money on Instagram, and he was in the fitness niche, and he is like ripped, and he was selling diet plans for like $100. He was selling 20 a day. So he's making $2,000 a day. And this is back in 2014. I'm like, how are you making $2,000 a day selling diet plans on Instagram? And that's kind of like light bulb went off in my head. I'm like, I need to get back on Instagram. There's something here. I don't know what it is. And I just made the account. It was literally, I typed out the word millionaire mentor. I'm like, who wouldn't want to follow that account? Who wouldn't want to learn? And the reason I chose millionaire mentor, fast forward even further than that, this was in my 20s. I went to college for mechanical engineering, and I started an engineering business called Treadstone Performance Engineering. It's a business I still have to this day, 20 some years in the making, runs completely by itself. So I was semi-successful back then. You know, I was already a millionaire, and I always thought of myself as a good teacher. My friends would come around, people would ask me questions about business. So that's kind of how the millionaire mentor was born, out of adversity. And I took something that happened to us and flipped the script, and look, here we are now. I want to be on this podcast if I didn't get robbed.
So you got robbed for just clothes and jewelry and shit like that? Nothing major?
Nothing major.
Like you didn't crack a safe open and get the family jewels?
No.
So after that, you said, fuck it, I'm going to come up with an incognito account.
Yeah.
And that was a millionaire mentor, because you figured, you know, what would everyone want to follow?
And I kind of hid behind that account for a year or two. I grew to 1 million followers, and didn't no one know it was me. But I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know it was going to make money. I didn't know it was going to turn into a full-fledged business.
But what were you doing? Just posting pictures of Lambos? What was a millionaire mentor?
Yeah, we were posting lifestyle pictures, the pictures that I couldn't post on my original account that people knew I was. Posting cool quotes. Back then, there was only like quote pages and then lifestyle luxury pages. So I kind of combined the two into one. So I had luxury lifestyle, entrepreneur, motivational, inspirational quotes. I started putting, because I followed a lot of luxury accounts, followed a lot of quote accounts, the black and white quotes, and I kind of merged the two together.
How much do those luxury accounts, do you think, work? Like if someone went out and invested in a Ferrari and a fancy house and did the whole, look at me, I'm rich, even though they're not necessarily. I mean, they got to be doing okay to get those things in the first place, even if they're all rented. But there are people with a plan that they'll go rent everything and then look rich. So everyone thinks they're rich, buys the program, and then they get rich.
And it's classic. But like, fake it till you make it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it works. Ty Lopez, dude, that house was rented.
Yeah.
You know, those cars were leased.
Yep.
You know, but it doesn't matter. He did it on purpose.
Well, he was already successful, though.
100%. That house was $1 million just to lease for the year.
Yeah, that was expensive.
Like, and he stayed there years. So, I mean, the point being is, dude, he invested his money to do a lifestyle play, meaning mm-hmm. he needed to look rich, even though, like, Ty Lopez, dude, he's more of an intellect.
Already rich. He just wanted to look rich to social media.
That's it. Well, because that's the question. Do you think it works? Do you think looking rich attracts all these people?
Yeah, of course. It does.
That's the freaking bummer part.
Here's the problem, though. Like, if you're not already rich or successful, and you're trying to do that in order to sell something to make money to get rich and successful, that's the messed up part. See, business owners, they don't, you know, they could be just dressed like Steve Jobs. All right, I want to look rich. All right, I'm gonna go rent a Ferrari. I'm gonna start posting on social media and make my designer clothes. But they're already rich, so there's a difference. You know, fake it till you make it, people. There's really nothing wrong with that, unless you're going to help people make money.
So that's
what a lot of people they sign these courses when they haven't even become successful in their own business.
Yeah, that's why I probably should give my Ferrari back.
I had an Aventador at one time.
I don't deserve it. You should have kept it.
Well, I crashed it.
Oh, because those things are going up in value too.
Yeah.
Of course, I haven't looked since the COVID shit. Dude, what'd you do when that happened?
What, the Aventador?
COVID.
Nothing happened to our business. We kept on chugging along. Yeah.
So ultimately, if people are here, they're like, man, I want to do that. So that's what you kind of teach people to do, is how to grow your own profiles or what?
Well,
or
no,
what's profile agency?
I haven't got into the helping people and creating the course and launching some sort of course to help people make money. I've been wanting to do that. But my whole thing with Millionaire Mentor is we help people reach more audience through social media. A lot of people are trying Facebook ads, spend a lot of money on Facebook ads. Well, we can take that ad spend, come over to influencer marketing on Instagram and do it a doing a little bit way different way than most people do it, because we're not going after influencers. We're going after big accounts like the Millionaire Mentor and other big theme pages that could be in the niche of real estate or fitness or health. And we're going after those niche pages, putting their content on and distributing their content, getting them more followers for their clients.
Now, describe your average day.
Average day. All right. So we get up, do the morning routine.
What's the morning routine?
The morning routine. All right. So I have like a list of like 5 to 10 different things that you should be doing. If you knock off one or two of those, you're good to go. I can't stick to a dedicated morning routine every single day in and day out. Number one is get hydrated. You got to put water in your body. Number two is I try to wake up when I open my eyes. You got 5 seconds to when you wake up to start getting active. Otherwise, you're going to hit snooze button, go back to sleep. So that's something I try to implement. And it's hard. It's really hard. I hate waking up. It's hard to wake up. But when you open your eyes and wake up and you look over your phone and you want to hit the snooze button, just get up and put your feet on the floor. Just get grounded. Do some breath work. Get the blood flowing. Drink your water. Boom, good to go. Even if you're groggy, you don't feel like doing it. That's like being disciplined. If you could discipline yourself to do that, you can discipline yourself to do anything.
Pretty much. But you know, getting up's not that difficult.
Sometimes it is.
Okay, so first, just getting up.
Yeah. I love sleeping. My wife loves sleeping. I love sleeping. We love sleeping in.
I think everybody loves to sleep. But like when I wake up in the morning, dude, my eyes go bing. And I'm like,
that's because you're excited.
Exactly. So I'm like, I'm excited to get up and do some shit.
Exactly. I find it times when I'm mostly excited about what I'm doing throughout the day. But sometimes you get in a little rut. You have projects that are going on. Maybe you finish. A lot of people don't have a lot of things going on and not excited about something. So that's one thing I notice when I'm excited about a project. Boom, my eyes are open. I'm getting up, ready to hit the day.
So what is this Profile Agency?
So that's the agency we started for Millionaire Mentor. It's the advertising agency that I've been running for 8 years behind the scenes. And in the past, we've had clients all come to us. Now we're doing outreach of clients, trying to get bigger clients, helping them grow their personal brand.
What kind of client are you looking for?
Anybody trying to sell a course online or want to get and grow their personal brand, whether it's
fitness. We need to make an affiliate deal.
There you go.
Because, dude, I know tons of those people. Yeah. But I don't know if they know you. So what do I do? Just introduce them to you and you take it from there. And then if they buy, I get a piece for my trouble.
Yeah. Give you a little kickback.
I get a little referral fee.
There you go.
But again, what if it's 1,000 people? Is the referral fee considerable? Because then all of a sudden it's like, dude, that's $2 million. You need
1,000 clients? Well, then we should be doing business together.
Well, I have 1,000 clients that all need you.
Yeah.
You know, and they're all selling courses.
Everybody needs me. They just don't know it.
Well, I mean, not everybody needs you.
I mean, I try to pitch you back in the day. I'm like, number one, like, I think you have some of the best content out there. And you've been doing this the longest. That's funny. I just went to your profile the other day. It's like, I'm just a dude with a podcast. I think that's so cool. That's so me. Cool. But like from day one, like I followed you since you had like 50 to 100,000 followers. I'm like, this guy's putting on really dope content. And you were doing it way before a lot of other people.
It took forever though. But now people are starting to follow.
Yeah.
I'm almost to 1 million.
And you never paid for shout outs, right? You never.
No, because dude, I didn't want you following me so fucking Kim Kardashian would shout you out. I didn't want to pay somebody to follow me so they could try and win Kylie's lipstick. And
well,
and
that's giveaway stuff.
To me, they were all the same things. I didn't really understand shout outs, you know, shout out what, you know, hey, go follow my boy, Brad.
It's just me taking your content, putting on my page. That's it. I love Bradley's content. Check him out. Go follow him. That would have been it.
But like then I didn't understand what it was. And to me, I thought, no, dude, I want someone to follow me because they want to follow me.
Yeah, that's what you told me on the phone like five years ago, I think it was.
Yeah. Like, I just want to be followed because someone saw it and wanted to follow me. And then most people are like,
the trick is to be seen. That's all we help people do is get seen more.
Right. To be seen more. Well, that makes more sense. See, now that I'm like, okay, so like if Kim Kardashian called me or Kylie and said, and now I guess Selena Gomez, she's the single highest follower female.
That's crazy.
Even over Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
But anyway, if they called me and they said, Brad, I'm going to shout you out for a week. Dude, I guarantee at the end of that week, I'd have 20 times the opportunities I do right now. Why? Simply, they shouted it out.
Exactly.
And everybody went, what the fuck?
And now, they charged $500,000 a post.
Yeah. So again, shout outs, dude, now that I know what's going on in the world. Because back when you were telling me, I'm like, fuck you, dude. I don't want to pay for any bullshit. I just want to. I was running businesses. Even today, I don't consider myself a content creator.
Yeah, you are, though.
I know that. I know I am. I don't say I'm an influencer either, but I am.
Influence people. Make decisions.
The funny thing is, though, is I don't consider myself a content creator. And then just today, for the first time, I told my team, I said, I'm about to start becoming a content creator. And they're like, what do you mean? So what I mean is right now, all my content's just me being me. Mm-hmm. You know, like this will end up content.
Yeah.
You know, me talking to my desk will end up content. I'm not creating it. I'm being it.
You're documenting it.
That's all I'm doing is I'm documenting my day and my me. I'm documenting me. And they make content out of that. That's not a content creator in my book. My book, a content creator thinks, prepares,
gets ready.
You know, okay, today we got to hit these five things. Hey, let's go down to the strip and do a, you know, roving reporter series and call it this. Gotcha. And like, I'm going to create all this content.
Yeah, like Gary Vee says, you don't create, you document.
Yeah, so I've been documenting and that's all I was doing. And so that's why I didn't want to pay for any shout outs because like I didn't really care. You know, so I'm just going to drop out content. And, you know, a few people in the world would say, dude, the best way to do it is organically, meaning you don't get a shout out. You don't do any of that shit. You just post consistently for years.
And a lot of people like to, you know, increase that reach
or accelerate,
like accelerate, no, cut the learning curve.
Yeah. But again, I mean, it took 4 years and I'm not even past a million. Like if I'd have said yes to you, I'd probably be 2 million, like 3 million. Yeah. I'd be like 5 million. But if, would they be absolutely there for the right reasons? The question, because if they're there so they can get your damn lip balm pass.
Well, okay. So that's a whole different, celebrity giveaway type of post. It's like, hey, you can win this.
But dude, they're making big dollars with that.
They are. Yeah.
I get hit up all the time. Hey, dude, Floyd Mayweather's doing one. Yeah. There's only one slot left.
I think it's dying down though.
Yeah, but like, I'm like, you know, Floyd don't even freaking, he don't follow me. Like all of a sudden I'm going to pay this money.
Yeah.
Floyd's going to say, go follow my boy, Brad. He ain't even following me. Come on.
Yeah. You see, that's people hitting the follow button for the wrong reasons. And that's right. Something we don't do. I've dabbled in trying to figure out how these celebrity giveaways work. And at the end of the day, the secret is 90% of the followers that come from these celeb giveaways are fake, are put on by panels, are put on by bots, are put on by filler followers. Only 5 to 10% of that shout out that's from that celebrity is going to follow you. And I know for a fact, but people don't know this. So guys, everybody running the celebrity giveaways out there, it's going to hurt your engagement, bottom line. And that's something we don't do.
Celebrity giveaways?
Yeah.
What is that exactly? That's exactly,
it's like follow me to win this $10,000.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Celebrity giveaways. All these bags and, hey, you could win all these bags and purses and shoes and $10,000. All you got to do is follow these 100 accounts. Well, all those followers are following those 100 accounts for the wrong reason. They're not following you for your content. That's the problem.
No, that's why I said no.
Oh. I didn't explain myself the right way.
Dude, and I didn't tell you no alone. I told everybody no.
Because I'm sure you get it up.
Oh, I got it up the yin yang. I still get it.
Yeah.
I got people like 800,000 followers is respectable, but you should be at 2.5. Would you mind a 15-minute phone call to let me show you how we can, you know?
I get 10 a day of those and I just delete.
But if I thought they were real, I'd say, yeah. Like again, if someone said, Brad, here's how I do it. I call my friend Justin. You heard of Justin Bieber?
Okay.
I'm like, yeah. I'd call my friend Justin and I'd say, Justin, fucking do me a fucking solid. Shout this kid out and he'll do it.
Yeah.
And I'd get 90 million followers.
Well, that's the right way.
Because Justin exposed me to his people and his people liked me. Fuck yeah. Do that in a heartbeat.
That is the exact definition of a shout out done properly.
Yeah. Cause I mean, as long as they're there to follow me, like, hey, I saw you through Justin Bieber. That's cool. Mm-hmm. But I'm staying for your content. Cause I assume most people go look at your page. First thing, they look at your page before they follow, like they were told to. They look at your page and then they start clicking on a few videos. I don't go to people's pages and then steer away. I like, who is this dude? Let me see a few of his. I want to hear him talking. You know, what do you think about those people that have you ever went to their social profiles and there isn't one?
What do you mean?
Like they don't, it's either on private or they've posted one picture. Or what about the people that post 100 pictures, but none of them are them? Like, dude, if I go to your page, not Millionaire Mentor, that's okay. That's a brand page, yeah, in my opinion. But if I go to Jason Stone's page and I don't see clearly with a scroll that Jason Stone looks like you do, and you know, hey, oh, there he is, that's who it is, I think you're doing it wrong. Well, and I do see people doing it.
What do you mean? I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Like, have you ever seen those accounts that when you look at the account, there you don't know who it is? It's like, you know, the accounts, for example, like, you know, like Biebs 27, and then you go to Biebs 27, you don't know if they're male or female. There's no description. They don't have a little thing.
What is Biebs 27 trying to do?
Right. And then you look at the things. There's a quote, and then there's a picture of a lemon pie, and then there's dogs, and then there's, you know, obviously a scenery where
people
they were somewhere
putting
nice.
Themselves out there like their faces. They're not posting
they're
pictures.
They're not. That you can't tell whose account it is.
There might be haters or people.
I don't care. I say it's a mistake. What do you think?
Yeah, that's pointless to have an Instagram account that doesn't show who you are. Like Instagram.
Remember, you know the egg. You heard the egg account.
I remember the egg account.
So again, how many eggs? How many followers does that egg have?
Tens of millions, I think. I don't know how high I got up.
But again, that's crazy. That's stupid.
That's like a social experiment.
I know, but that's dumb. Go follow the fucking egg and nothing. They ain't doing anything.
But that egg has now turned into probably an advertising agency that has tens of millions of people that follow it. And they put advertising, which it does. I've seen it. I haven't seen it for years, but way back they started running ads. So
that's a brand.
Yeah.
They built a brand.
They built a brand out of it.
So if someone's listening to this and they want to build a brand, you can help them do it.
Exactly.
Profile agency.
Whether you want to put yourself out there as a personal brand, which is what we majority help people do, or you want to build a Millionaire Mentor account, which I don't recommend because they're saturated and you're going to be competing with me and hundreds of thousands of other accounts that are trying to do what I've done. So we help people build personal brands, putting their face out there, helping them create the content, curating the content, distributing the content.
Do you have live events?
I run a networking event in Miami. We used to. Still goes on, but me personally, that's actually one of my goals is to do a big event, kind of like what Gary Vee did with VCon. I think that's the ultimate goal of Millionaire Mentor is to really become a brand and have these big live events. I have a 3-day event in Miami. I get speakers from all over the world. In fact, I invite you to come speak if I ever launch it. And, you know, I think I want to create one of the biggest and most funnest business conferences there has ever been. I mean, you got Grant Cardone's 10X.
Yep.
But how fun is that? You know, I want to have games. I want to introduce VR gaming. I want to introduce, like what Gary did, he had basketball tournaments, chess tournaments, pool tournaments.
You want a conference of fun.
I want a conference of fun to go to have fun, compete for notoriety. People live and die for notoriety. And if you like chess, you like playing pool? Why not come and do it in front of hundreds of thousands of people? Or
dude, I got Andrew Tate coming for a chess competition.
That's awesome.
Jason Stone.
I want to enter it.
April 28th and 29th. I'm joking. Dude, Andrew Tate, what you think how he did?
He's good at voicing his opinion.
Well, no, he's articulate. But what I mean is his from social media standpoint. Like, dude, he blew the fuck up out of nowhere. Like one day I get an email from Andrew Tate. His email didn't say Andrew Tate. It said Emery, Andrew, something. Well, anyway, I don't want to give it out. But I didn't know who Andrew Tate was at the time. Okay. And he said, hey, I want to get on your podcast. We'll break the internet. And I'm thinking, it's just a wise ass that's claiming that we're going to break the internet. So I forwarded it to Maria and said, hey, you know, vet these. So I didn't hear from him for a while. And
he was on Patrick Beck David's podcast.
Yeah. So I didn't hear from him.
6 hours.
I didn't hear from him, but he was supposed to come on. I didn't even know who it was. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. I remember
like
the
that one time
you
were here. And you got drunk instead and canceled.
We're going to go for that story. Okay, so check this story out, guys. I was supposed to do this podcast a year ago or some, and my wife had a one of her business, the business that she's in, Monet, she sells hair care, skincare, beauty products. Anyways, they had an event here. I'm like, all right, I'm here at the Vegas. I hit up your girl. She's like, all right, come in. Well, this was like a month before. I planned it out, come in. Anyways, Vegas got the best of me. We went out that night, but I had full intentions of coming in. We got way too drunk, went to clubs, went to parties. Me and my wife were actually going to get married that night. We were searching at 4 a.m. We were searching for someone to marry us.
Dude, those are some of the funnest times of my life is when nights like those. So I don't regret them, even though sometimes I have screwed up the next
day. And I had full intentions of coming into the podcast still after 4, 5, 6 a.m. of being up. We finally found somebody to marry us. There was no chapels open. And where I'm like, all right, let me just call somebody. He's like, yeah, come, I'll do it right now. I got a pool. I got some lights up. I thought this was like a legit place to go. We pull up, travel 30 minutes to get this place. It's a condominium. He was going to do it in his pool in the back, the condo pool. When there's no lighting, it was nothing. But we had two SUVs of people and friends that drove. I'm like, no, it's not happening. Everybody wanted to do it. I'm like, no, we're not doing this here. We're going to do it right, like Courtney and Travis did, because that was her whole, in her mind, I want to do a Courtney and Travis wedding in Vegas. And that's what I wanted to do too. Take some pictures, have fun. Anyways, me and my wife got into a huge fight. And that was ultimately which kind of like made me say, like, I can't do this. Because I was going to come in drunk or even buzz, whatever. I was going to do the podcast. But that fight I had with my wife that night is what broke it. And like, women have so much power over you. I didn't want to come in like thinking and, you know, they just have so much power over your state of being. And I didn't want to run the podcast after that fight. That's why.
How much do you drink?
What do you mean?
Like when you drink, do you drink to where you're like slobbery drunk?
I definitely do not do that. I pace myself.
I've done that a time or two.
I've done it a couple times.
It's not attractive.
It's definitely not. I can count maybe two or three times where I couldn't drive or I got too sloppy and threw up. But that's rare. I know how to pace.
Well, I'm not a big thrower upper, but sometimes, you know, people show me pictures of me and when I was just drinking like a son of a bitch. And I'd look at them and I'd be like, dude, I look cross-eyed in that picture. And they go, oh, dude. You were fucking walking around. You're walking up to people looking at them all cross-eyed. And I'm like, I was like, oh my God, what a dumbass. So eventually I started to learn how to drink. And that is cocktail, water.
Cocktail, water. Water. My uncle taught me.
Huh?
My uncle.
Yeah, but no one taught me. My uncle taught me pound that shit. The only reason to drink was to get drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, that we were out to do that. Like, you know, hey, belly up at the bar, shots, let's go. Next Why? Place, Where are we going? Place, we're getting place. Fucked up. And what's funny is like, you know, if you have a little size on you, you drink one, it doesn't hit you.
Yeah.
So then you drink two because it hasn't hit you. Now you drink three because it hasn't hit you, but you're starting to feel the first one. But you're thinking it's three of them. So you're thinking, well, fucking if three makes me feel pretty good, you know, I can have a couple more. Why? Because I just feel good. But that's just the first one. The other ones ain't kicked in yet. They ain't absorbed.
Caught up.
Yeah. So then you do two or three more and you're thinking, okay, now I'm fucking buzzed. Well, now the rest of them catch up and now you're fucking cross-eyed, hopefully not puking. One time, dude, I'm telling you, went out. My buddy didn't think I could pick up this group of chicks. Walked over with his credit card and said some clever line, got them all freaking ice broken. And next thing you know, me and my buddies were in there. We go dancing. And I got so fucked up at that table trying to be Mr. Cool. I was dancing. And all of a sudden, it seemed like the floor stood up and hit me in the face.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm sitting there like looking at her like this. And, you know, all of a sudden the floor just bam, hit me in the face. That's what it felt like. But in reality, I fucking fell over.
The floor stood up.
I fucking fell over, fucking landed on my fucking face, looking up at her. And she's like, oh my God, are you okay? And I'm thinking, oh my God, what an idiot. So I'd get up and I'm trying to get the fuck out of there and I can barely walk. And it's like, you know, I'm trying to just like, and I disappear when I got like that. Cause I'd realize, dude, you can't be seen like this, even though too fucking late.
Did you wake up with your keys in your wallet at least?
Yeah.
All right,
I've never gotten rolled.
No.
There's people that get rolled in Vegas, by the way, folks. There's your tip of the day. Don't come to Vegas and think you're getting lucky. Take a chick to your hotel room.
She'll roll you.
And next thing you know, you wake up, you ain't got no liver, you ain't got no kidney, you ain't got no Rolex, you ain't got no watch, you ain't got no memory. Like, there's a bunch of stories like that.
Be careful. Don't take drinks from anybody else either.
Dude, I'm telling you, I wouldn't necessarily, like, if someone said, you know, hey, I'll come to Vegas to hunt for girls, I'd pick somewhere else, like Toledo. Go hunt for girls, because here, dude, the girls are hunting for you.
Yeah, for real.
The girls can be scandalous. I'm talking about the working ones. There's a lot of good women in Vegas. It's starting to become a little bit more, you know, cultured. When I first moved here, there was, you know, it was nothing. But now,
how long have you lived here for?
Huh?
How long have you lived here?
Since 91.
Oh, wow.
Since you were born, son.
Nah, 79.
So anyway, you created Millionaire Mentor and you just stuck with it. That's what you do. That's who you are. That's what you do. You start a profile agency to do it for them, I suspect.
Yeah, just do, get bigger clients, reach out, do some outreach, have a sales team, in-house sales team now.
Where do you guys live?
Doing the videography. We can send videographers to you now, do the whole content creation, pretty much build a whole personal brand out of Miami.
So they call you and you know, hey, I'm a camera guy, go get this, yeah, get this. But I mean, to have an ongoing brand, you have to continue that. Mm-hmm. So like, eventually, dude, somebody's going to be like, how long is it going to take with this, if I say, give you 20 grand a month, till I got a brand?
3-4 months. And to get some followers that are actually starting to pay attention to you and buy from you.
And then it's a waiting game.
Yeah, well, then it's just a distribution of your content. What you said no to 5 years ago, if you would have did that, you would have been more followers. So everybody needs to start distributing their content ASAP to get more eyeballs on their product or service.
Like that, and that's why I brought up Andrew. So we're full circle again. That's why I brought up Andrew Tate, because dude, what he did is he got a bunch of people to post his content, exactly, from their accounts.
Yes. So he started this.
That was freaking smart right there.
He started $150 a month mentorship. He got a bunch of coaches to come in and consult. But what he did is he almost started like a little network marketing company inside of there, where he said, everybody that's right here, if you take my content, you go create a TikTok account that says my name, Andrew Tate 1, Andrew Tate 2, and then you grab your affiliate link, and then you go post my content, get people to sign up, and then he got people below them to earn commissions on level 2, level 3. So then you got people going out and teaching this, how to do it, produce his content, and distribute his content. And all these Instagram motivational accounts that were posting motivational, inspirational content are now posting Andrew Tate, and now he's got the floodgates open of people distributing his content for them, earning referral commissions. I mean, it's genius. And that's how he became rich. I mean, that's how I think he became rich. What was he doing before that?
He got money from a couple of things, but that's how he became really famous. Well known.
Yeah.
And now that he's so well known, it's hard not to be rich. Cause dude, I mean, like at the end of the day, I'm getting like 50 grand a speech. Yeah. Like I'm just me. Like, dude, you get to where everybody knows who you are. Like everybody, I don't know anyone that doesn't know who Andrew Tate is.
Yeah. It's crazy.
They say he's being braggadocious with most Googled man on earth, you know? Yeah. That's probably theoretically true, but you know, there's also people that don't know who you are. Well, that was then. Now, I don't know if that's true. I think everyone knows who Andrew Tate is. And I think he did it by hacking the system to get everybody else to post his shit. So I had a guy call me the other day, another one of them DM wizards, mm-hmm, that say, hey, I can help you.
Yeah.
You know, I love the ones that like, they have 2.9 million followers and a blue check mark. And they're like, hey, know, hey,
there's
bud.
So many of those.
They're like, hey, bud. And I'm like, well, fuck, who's this?
It's just some random dude with lifestyle pictures and a blue check mark trying to sell you some services.
Yeah. And they're swearing that it's all authentic and whatnot, but
it's not.
But, I had a guy call me. I just liked what he was saying. So I said, let me hear more about it. That's what he wants to. He wants to say, hey, you give me access to your footage, dude, and I'm going to put up 1,000 accounts. They're not yours, but they're, you know, Brad Lee accounts. I'm like, well, that harm me or hurt me? Because, dude, if you make a mistake, you're fucked.
He said he's going to make 1,000 Brad Lee accounts?
Basically, in a nutshell. Not Brad Lee accounts, Brad Lee fan page, you know, just like Tate did. And I didn't say like Andrew Tate. I didn't say that, but I was thinking in my head, dude, that's pretty much what Andrew Tate did. Andrew Tate got a whole bunch of people to post his shit from their accounts. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Andrew Tate's account. It was everybody else's account with Andrew's content. And not only that, he got them to go in and just take, like, there was only a couple of videos of a podcast he did. And that's where it all started, because there wasn't much content, but everyone made their own version of the same podcast. So it looked like all kinds of clips when it was really from one thing. Wow. Then that led to the next. And next thing you know, now he's, you know, he's an influencer now. Now he's creating content, going places on purpose. Like, a lot of that shit's on purpose, bro. Yeah.
So the guy you're talking about creating 1,000 accounts for you.
Yeah. That'd be good.
He was going to do it and make Brad Lee fan page counts, or post your content on other pages that were already established.
Not established. Make the pages.
That might be a little, because Instagram doesn't like duplicate personal brand accounts. They'll delete them all.
It's like fan pages, for example.
Well, if it says fan page, this might be a little different.
You know where I left them? I said, dude, I'd love to talk to 5 people who you've done it for already.
There you go.
I'd love to talk to 5 people.
At least one.
Yeah, no, I like 5. Why? Because 5 will make him go, oh, I can't even get to fucking 1, let alone 5. And you're off the hook. Because, dude, if you can do it for me, well, then you can do it for other people. If I'm the first one you're doing it for, there's a concept, you know, I might do it. I'd have to hear about it. But not when it comes to social media, because, dude, your social media is valuable. How much has Millionaire Mentor account been worth to you?
I don't know. I don't think I would ever sell it.
It would be millions, though, right?
Tens, hundreds of millions, probably.
Yeah. So again, like, dude, you can't fuck around with that. You're not going to let me, because, like, people want my password so they can do this and they can do that. Hey, let me check your DMs and I'll go in there. No. I'm not giving out my password. Why? Dude, you could go in there and say some stupid shit. You could do some stupid shit and they'll fucking whack you just like this.
Unless you have somebody in house doing it. Yeah.
Dude, TikTok, I had so many violations. It was unbelievable. I had a warning label when I logged in. You're real close to getting your account whacked.
Really? Didn't you say you just did it? TikTok Live just now?
First one. I got 3 accounts whacked.
Wow.
So I started out with the real Brad Lee whacked. Then I'm like, okay, the real Brad Lee. And it stayed. I started with Brad Lee, got whacked. Then I went to the real Brad Lee, got whacked.
Why?
And I went to the real Brad Lee and it stayed. Community violation. And then you look at the video that I posted and it has nothing to do with any community violations. Algorithm was messed up when it comes to automatic flagging and banning, because they didn't cancel me lately. They violate me and, you know, give me a red flag. When the accounts were smaller without a check mark, those ones, dude, I'd open it up, the pictures are gone and all the comments are gone and everything says 0. I'm like, well, that's weird. Jeez. So I called the guy. They're like, yeah, that means they booted you. And people are like, yeah, I can't find you. I'm like, dude, they literally just clipped me the fuck out of their deal. And I was thinking, man, forget them. I won't even do it. And then I kept seeing people successfully going viral on that thing. I'm like, dude, I got to get back on there.
Yeah. I took a stab at it during COVID. We made some funny comedic, like, TikToks. I was going to say reels. And I haven't been on there for like years.
So, dude, drop a few bombs on my people. They're all business owners, salespeople. There's all types listening, but, you know, give 3 pieces of knowledge that the average person would spend a lot of time or money to figure out and learn on their own.
All right. So, as an entrepreneur, we go through these cycles of emotional change, like, you know, everybody sees a shiny object and they're uninformed, but they're optimistic. They call it uninformed optimism. They don't know what's ahead of them that lies in the road, but they're excited. Then we get up to the, like, oh my gosh, this is actually harder than I thought. It's going to take a lot of work. They're informed, but they're pessimistic now if they can do it. They don't know if they can do it. And then we go to the valley of death. It's like you're informed and you're optimistic. It's like once you get past the valley of death and you get through this cycle of emotional change, when you're coming through the hardships and the struggles of a business, you know it's going to take some work and dedication. and you're informed of how much work and dedication is going to take, you can get through and push on. A lot of people, they get to this valley of death and they move on to the next shiny object. They move on to the next, I can do that. It's like the entrepreneur syndrome. I can do that too. So once you just stay consistent in one thing, only then you can move on to the next. I think most people, they just try too many things at once. They fail. And once you get to the valley of death, once you get out of there and you push through, is when your business really takes off. Because it's going to be hard. Building a business is hard. I focused on one business for 15 years. Now, and I can go off and do whatever I want. That business is successful. Millionaire Metro is successful now. Now I can dabble in this business, dabble in that business. So the key here is just focus. Focus for like 2, 3, 4, 5 years, 10 years. All right, focused on one business for 10 years, over 10 years. So that's...
But people want it now.
People want it now. Yeah, you could shortcut your success. And how do you shortcut your success? You learn from guys like us.
That's mentors. All you do. Figure out who's already done it.
Who's already done it, yeah. Copy what they did. Learn how they did it. Figure out what they did right. Figure out what they did wrong. Because that's what mentors are going to teach you.
Period.
What they did wrong. Please don't make this mistake I did. It's going to shorten your learning curve.
Yep.
So number one is focus. Number two is learning from mentors. And some people are even shy to even ask, or their pride is too high. They want to figure it out on their own. So lower your pride, lower your ego, and just ask for help.
Boom. There's a bomb right there for you. Because, dude, look, at the end of the day, man, I think everyone can be successful. It's a choice, not necessarily, you know, luck. I think it's a choice. You decide that you're going to do these things. You decide that you're going to, you know, eliminate all the negativity, all the negative people. It's just a decision when it boils down to it. Can you believe that?
Well, so I think manifestation is real. Let's talk about that real quick. Like, as a kid, you imagine where your life wants to be. You hang pictures on your wall. You want to hang the pictures of the Lambo on your wall, right? You had pictures of cars on your
100%.
Wall. 100%. Well, that 100%. Manifestation came true for me multiple Lambos later. But the idea of visualization.
Why Lambo?
I don't know. It's just cool to say.
I know, but I had Lambo on my wall, but I got a Ferrari.
I never was a Ferrari guy.
Ooh, dude, why not? You've never driven one then?
No, I have. Yeah.
Well, which one?
The
old one?
458.
458 Spider? What?
But it was like 10 years ago. Not the new ones.
And you didn't love it?
I did, but I liked the Aventador better.
I don't know. The Aventador, my buddy gave me his to drive for once, and it felt like a...
Yeah, it's very bouncy.
And I'm like,
it's like a race car.
When I got back, I threw him the keys, and I said, dude, nice truck.
Nice truck. It probably was an older Aventador. It didn't drive too hot.
But brand new.
Really? And it still drove rough? Damn.
Still rough. Now, I drove my friend's LP6 or something like that, a little Huracan version, you know?
Yeah.
And it was fast, and it was cool, and it held, like, really, really tight going around corners. Because, like, one thing about the Ferraris that scares me is you go around a corner and punch it too hard, you're real drive. You're going sideways, bro. That Lambo, I went around a corner and punched it, dude.
That's four-wheel drive.
It just went zing, and it was fucking tight.
Yeah.
But I still am a Ferrari guy.
Yeah. If there's an all-wheel drive Ferrari, is there?
More than likely.
Probably.
I don't study them all, only the one I get. MillionaireMentor.com is where people find you, by the way.
Yeah. MillMentor.com is the blog. But Profile Agency is the agency, ProfileAgency.com.
And then at Millionaire Mentor on IG or social media, if I forget to tell you. So, are you? Is your wife here this time?
Yeah.
Are you about to go party again?
We're going to go to Usher tonight.
Oh, Usher, dude. Yeah. He's freaking good. One time I was flying back from Atlanta, and there's this dude right here. And he's got this, he's wearing a hoodie. He's got this star right here. So I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at him, and then I'm saying, like, this guy's got to be somebody. I know he's somebody. So I fucking look over one minute, and I'm like, oh, okay, I know who it is. It's Usher.
Really?
So, yeah. So we get off the plane. He gets off the plane, and I go out. I'm, like, not far behind him. I go out to, you know, I want to speed up and hurry up and say something. Mm-hmm. And he was gone. I'm like, Where'd he go? Dude, they took his ass. You know how you get off the plane? There's that those stair downs or you go through the,
yeah,
the ramp.
Yeah, the stair down.
They yacked his ass right out. Dang. And went outside the
can't even walk the tarmac. Through the airport. Wow.
Dude, that's cool. Like I thought to myself, dude, that's cool. Damn. But dude,
have you seen the Esther show?
No, I haven't been there yet, but I love his freaking, you know, style, his songs.
Yeah, we're older.
Everybody loves Usher, dude. Yeah,
who doesn't? A lot of the new, like my wife's 18-year-old sister, some of her cousins, they're like, who's Usher? Like, we never listen to Usher. I'm like, because we're millennials. They're like Gen, what do they call the new? Gen Z. X, Z, whatever.
Gen Z.
Yeah.
I'm Gen X.
Yeah.
I'm an old dog. Like, dude, that Facebook or that TikTok live made myself look really gray in the picture. I mean, I have gray, but not that gray. It looked like my whole beard was white.
You should dye it.
White?
No, dye it dark.
No, fuck no, bro. Too much maintenance, man.
Yeah.
And what am I going to do? Dye it dark and do what?
Look younger.
For who?
Your wife.
She likes salt and pepper.
I know, that's what my wife says too.
But I mean, at the end of the day, I see what you're saying, and sometimes I want to, but then I think to myself, dude, like I'd have to keep up on it, and it's like, what am I doing it for? Now, if the answer was correct, I would do it.
Look good on video too.
But if the answer was correct, I would do it. In other words, I'm doing it for me, but I wouldn't be doing it for me. I'd be doing it for you and for them. Why? Well, because I want you to think I'm better looking than maybe I am. I want you to think I'm younger looking than maybe I do. And that's why we dye our hair, because we want everybody else to fucking think something. And I'm to a point where I call it a point of awareness.
I am who I am.
Yeah.
Like it or love it.
At the end of the day, like, you don't like me because I got fucking gray whiskers, bitch, that you shouldn't be liking me. What's the word I was thinking of? Self-aware.
Yeah,
I'm self-aware to where I know myself. Like, dude, if it wasn't hard, I might do it. Like, you know, if I were to, like, you know, boom, and then for a whole year it looked good.
Yeah,
I'd do it. But dude, that shit, you got to go every single week and dye your fucking face. And your hair. And then it also, like, makes your hair kind of like the texture of hay.
Yeah.
Dry, brittle. Fuck that, dude. Like, I ain't doing it.
Maintenance,
yeah. Like, I'll just be gray. Now, I might one day, but I doubt it. Why? Well, because, you know, what are you going to do? See me one day and be like, oh.
Where'd your gray hair go?
Yeah. You don't have gray hairs anymore. So now I think I'm stuck with a salt and pepper.
It remind me of my dad.
But if I have to go all the way to frickin' salt, I might have to think about, you know, throwing in the pepper artificially. What do you think?
Yeah.
Like a tattoo almost.
You can't. See? Do that on your beard though.
Yeah, but you got the tattoo because you didn't want people thinking you were going bald. Yeah. Who gives a fuck what people think, Jason?
It looks good though, huh?
Well, now it looks good, yeah. I mean, I don't know what it looked like before.
I mean, if I was,
but you don't look bad bald.
It would be,
dude,
shiny. It would be shiny.
Yeah, you don't look bad bald. I look bad bald. I wouldn't get away with it, bro. No matter what I did. So a tattoo would not help me because it'd look like a fucking tattoo over a cone head.
Well, you got enough hair, though. You're good.
No, dude, if I was going to go bald, it'd already be bald. And some people think, well, you're receding. Dude, I'll show you a picture when I was fucking 21 with Arnold Schwarzenegger at an art gallery. Same.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it is.
Gotcha.
The only thing that I see that's happening is when I'm working out at the gym and I see the very top of my head, it looks like is that scalp? Like, I can start to see maybe a little thinning right here. Mm-hmm. But dude, I'm 54. How old are you?
43.
Yeah, I'm 50 fucking four, bro. When are you old?
We ain't getting old. We get younger.
I feel young. I feel like I did when I was 30, bro. No shit. No kidding.
Doing
I think like it. I act like it. And I am like it. Except for chronologically, I'm 54. So to me, I'm thinking, man, when I was 30, dude, I thought 54 was old.
Yeah.
And I thought 54 was like, oh, fuck, dude, that's an old man. And 60 is definitely an old man.
I feel like I'm getting younger and hotter as I grow older. Because I'm looking at myself back in the day, I'm like, that ugly motherfucker.
But I can tell you that, you know, at some point, dude, there is a day where you're an old fucking man now.
Are you doing anything for your health?
Of course I am.
What?
Everything.
Let me give you some tips.
What do you mean? Just hydrate, like you said. Hydrate like a son of a bitch.
Any secret health tips?
Hydration.
That's it.
Well, that's the one of the most amazing ones for anti-aging. Most people don't drink enough water, dude. Me included.
You just had like the 10X health guys on, right? They didn't give you anything to programs for yourself, anything like that?
Well, sure they did. But they're talking about like red light therapy and oxygen therapy and cold plunge therapy and Wim Hof's fucking breathing, testosterone, HGH or peptides.
Measure your testosterone?
Yeah.
What are you sitting at?
990.
What, did it ever go lower?
Yeah, it was at 400.
Damn. How'd you get it up? That's what I want to know.
I fucking shot testosterone into my ass.
I've done that before, but it just retraces back to your normal rate.
You keep doing it.
You do it every week?
Fuck yeah.
Oh. What's up with is your libido affected?
No.
Probably increased. So then you're on constant weekly TRT.
Just like you are, just like everyone is. Like, dude, your body produces it. Mm-hmm. Except for when you get older, your body stops producing it as much. So a 25-year-old dude, a 30-year-old dude, they're producing it, mm-hmm. so they don't have to inject it. Once you start losing it, they say inject it, and then that's the best anti-aging. Not that I know or agree. I'm just telling you. You asked me what I do.
Yeah.
So I do that. You know, I work out every day. I try to hydrate because I'm telling you, man, it makes you piss like a racehorse. And I have things to do and I can't piss every 2 hours. But I need to hydrate a little bit better. But hydration, man, I'm telling you, the biggest one I think for health-wise is eat right, work out, and hydrate. If you can just eat right, work out, and hydrate, dude, half the battle's over.
I just don't want to be dependent on synthetic tests.
Well, then just wither up and die, motherfucker.
Okay, so I'm about to see you
at 54 and you're going to be a scrawny old freaking withered up man.
There's some guy in Australia.
I'll be like, what's up, Stone? You'll be like, how's that test going? I'll look exactly like I do now, except for a little more gray.
So I'm going to test out this guy in Australia. He's trying to sell me on this $5,000 package, Raise Natural Test without any TRT.
You can do that, but not to that
level. I'm gonna test him out.
Did you go take your blood?
Yeah.
Where are you at?
Anywhere from 400 to 700 on a good.
What was your free test?
I don't remember.
That's what you want to go check. It's not necessarily your test levels that matter. It's the free test.
Really? Yeah, I get that. Let'sgetchecked.com. It's like they send you a test kit every 3 months. Send it in.
I got a concierge doctor. You know what those are?
They just come to you. Yeah.
I'll give you his name if you want to go get dialed in with him. But dude,
in Miami?
No, he's in Phoenix. Scottsdale. He's called Blind Spot Medical.
Okay.
So basically, he'll go down there and give you MRIs, CAT scans, shit that like you normally wouldn't ever get those. But dude, they literally see inside your freaking cells. They see inside your brain. They see inside your lungs. They see any abnormalities. They see everything and anything. Okay. It's an executive checkup. Like Damon John went and did one. And they found throat cancer, thyroid cancer.
Damn.
And if they didn't, you know, nab it when they did, he wouldn't even be with us, dude. Wow. So executive checkups are smart.
What's the company called?
Blind Spot Medical, because they look in the blind spots.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll give you his name if you want, Dr. David Boyd. But it, you know, what he'll do is he'll do the whole blind spot thing on you, mm-hmm. and then he'll have actual labs and shit. And then he'll come in and say, okay, and then he'll talk to you, and he'll say, okay. Next thing you know, in the mail, everything you need to optimize and stay as young as you can for as long as you can, according to the most modern known medicine. In the mail, and then you just do it. Now, again, you got to have a little money because when they're, you know, you start paying that monthly fee to get it again, you're like, fuck, there's a racket. Well, I mean, I don't know. Is it?
Because I'll pay anything to stay healthy.
And not only that, imagine if you had a crystal ball and you knew that if you don't do this, you're going to live till 71.
Yeah.
You're going to have back aches. You're going to not be as happy, blah, 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 blah. You had a crystal ball. However, you do this, and yes, it is expensive for most. Yeah, it's pretty expensive for most, I say, because it's not really expensive if you're rich, but it is expensive if you don't have much.
Expensive is
it's subjective.
Subjective, yeah.
But I mean, it's for most people, they're going to be like, dude, that's expensive. Okay, so in that case, if you added it all up and I said to you, dude, you can live to 70 without doing it, but you'll live to 94, healthy 94. You have 24 more years on earth for that amount of money. Yeah, you'd pay for it
on health
in 5 seconds. You'd be like, deal. Just like if I busted in your house, put a gun to your head and said, I want everything you own. If you don't give me everything you own, I'm going to blow your head out. But if you do, I'll never get in trouble for this. And you literally will start over. Yes or no. You want to live or not? Everyone will be like, yes. Okay. So you'd give up everything to live. That's to me the core of it all. You got to be foundationally grateful just to even wake up in the day. And I think the older we get, the more that's apparent. I wake up and I think, dang, dude, another one. Cause dude, there might not be another one. I know a buddy of mine, 42 years old at the time, dropped dead, heart attack. Everything was going great, dude, making all kinds of money. Just got married, you know, didn't have kids, but just got married, you know, making money. Everything was cool, laughing, giggling, traveling, thinking the whole world was ahead of him. And then boom, was in the shower one night. They hear a thud. They knock on the door. Nothing. Knock on the door. Nothing. Bust in. He's on the fucking tub dead. Heart attack. Would you like to be found naked, dead, or clothed dead?
Clothed.
I'd want to be found naked so everybody like finally gets to realize.
Damn, he's a good looking dude.
Damn, look at that freaking hog leg he's got there. Holy shit, I walked in, I didn't think it was real. No, just joking. But no, I've always thought about like when they found Elvis on the shitter.
That's how he died?
That's what I hear. They, you know, he was on the shitter and had a heart attack. So if that's the story, that means like he must have fell forward with his asshole up and shit still in it. And I'm sure he didn't wipe.
Yeah. All right.
Would you like to be found like that?
No.
Hell no. I want to be found nicely in bed, all freaking serene. I don't know how this got into this conversation where people are dying. Like, where did it go? What turn did it take?
What kind of tangent have we gone off on?
Dude, let's go back to the millionaire mentor real quick.
Okay.
If I follow you, are you dropping mentorship and advice and quotes and thoughts?
Dropping bombs on Millionaire Mentor.
Dropping bombs on Millionaire Mentor. See, I should have made a deal with you. Nowadays, people want to pay to get on this thing. I should say, fucking, I need 5 shout outs for dropping bombs on Millionaire
Mentor.
Don't
worry, I got your kickback.
All right, good. Dropping bombs. Folks, if you guys ain't following, dude, you better go follow Millionaire. No, it's Millionaire Mentor, but
underscore.
Your website is Mill Mentor.
That's kind of like Mill shortened.
Millionaire Mentor shortened. Wasn't available, was it?
Yeah, we just shortened the shit out of it, make it easy to remember.
Okay, well, I'm glad I have readers. See, this is another thing, dude. Are you starting to wear readers yet? 48, 49. 48, you got LASIK?
Yeah.
Oh, you fucked up, bro.
Why?
I was at a winery with a guy that basically invented LASIK. And I told him, hey, I'm starting to have to wear readers. This was about 48, 49 years old. I think 49.
Well, you can see far. Good.
I can see everything.
That's fine.
I can read this, but I'd have to squint. Mm. And I don't want to squint because I'm already getting wrinkles. So it's like the more you wrinkle, the more you squint, the more you wrinkle. So I'm just like, if I want that to clear up crystal clear, I just go like this. Mm. But everything else I can see to a T. So I went and got my eyes checked thinking, okay, what's the problem? Because there must be a problem. Doctor said there is no problem. When you get older, your retina or your cornea or whatever that lens is, it stops flexing. Mm-hmm. So when you look at something when you're young, you microscopically, your eye surface, your retina flexes and focuses. It's a focus. And so literally you're sitting there focused, and that's why you can,
with your eyes.
That's why you can see it clearly. But when you get older, it won't flex. So there's nothing wrong with your eyes, but you can't see small.
Gotcha.
So I tell this guy, hey, I'm going to just go get LASIK. Cause I heard it's amazing. Like, you know, you can't see, and then they're done. You can see. It's like, wow. It's like wearing these without wearing them.
Yeah. LASIK's only for long. Can't see far.
Well, here's what I said. I said, dude, I want to get LASIK. Tell me where to go. You know, and he said, why do you want a LASIK? I said, because I got to wear readers to start reading things. He said, well, then just wear readers. And I said, well, why? If I can go get LASIK. Like, I would expect him to be like, oh, yeah, absolutely. He said, well, because there's going to be more things going on with your eyes eventually, and you can only get LASIK once. And I said, what does that mean? He said, well, like right now, let's say you don't like your reader, so you go get LASIK and it'll fix that for sure right now. Then you don't have to wear readers. But in another 5 or 10 years, and you start to get cataracts, and you start to get night vision, and you start to get floaters, and you start to get, and he's naming all these eye problems. And I'm like, well, how do you know I'm going to get all those things? He goes, everybody does. Who talks about that?
Interesting.
So you're telling me everybody as they age has eye problems? The answer is yeah. Your eyes are going to get worse, bro. And when they do, you don't have the option of LASIK because you already got it.
I think they'll figure something out.
Hopefully. But me, because I heeded the doctor's orders, I said, okay, well, then I'll just wear readers, I guess. Yeah. Because he said, wait. He said, wait till it gets worse. And I'm like, all right, I'll wear readers.
Okay.
But whatever. See, dude, I don't know where they keep going. We just went to death. Now we're talking about readers. We're supposed to be talking about fucking, you know, millionaire shit. Entrepreneurial shit, how to get rich, how to make money, how to build a brand.
You get rich quick, guys. Everybody wants to get rich quick.
Someone asked me the other day, what's the best way to get rich? And I said, quick.
Quickly.
Yeah, isn't it? And then they say there's no such thing as getting rich. Bullshit, dude. I know people have got rich quick.
Exactly.
Okay. And by the way, what's quick? That's subjective.
Subjective to how fast you can make money. Like, I mean, dude, the faster you can make money, the better.
Dude, right? If I told you, listen, and you were broke, let's say you're flat broke. I say, bro, I'm going to make sure you're worth $82 million, but it's going to take 23 years of grind. Yes or no?
Yes.
Everybody say yes. That has a brain in their head. Fuck yeah. So 23 years you're willing to grind for 83 mil. Of course. Absolutely. Well, that's how you need to operate every day, even though you don't know for sure it's going to be 83 mil. But that's how it becomes 83 mil, 830 mil. Like Grant Cardone, dude, I guarantee you growing up, he didn't think he was going to have what he's got going on. Yeah. He learned that shit and saw that shit as it grew and as it developed. I mean, we go day by day, step by step. Dude, this is weird because I brought Grant up 3 different podcasts, but it was in the last day. So I just thought to myself, like, fuck, dude, I'm talking about Grant again. Like, what the fuck? Do I need to call him? Is this some sort of universal sign?
He was your client, right?
He still is.
Yeah. Wow.
Fuck yeah, he is.
It's big.
Well, he's making a lot of money. Let's say that. He's not big. He's actually small.
he's doing it the right way.
He's blown up the risky way. He's blown up. Well, he's making a lot of dough. I know that. But anyway, so is Jason Stone. And by the way, dude, is that a real name? Because, like, dude, that sounds too cool. Like, Jason Stone.
Too cool. Jason Stone.
If I look at your license, is it Jason Stone?
Yep.
Is it?
Everybody thinks it's like a movie star name.
What's your wife's last name?
Stone, no.
Okay, so you're Stone. That's your real name.
Yeah.
Jason Stone. It's like coming to a theater near you.
Jason Statham. Everybody thinks I'm Jason Statham.
What about Jason Bourne?
Actually, that's funny because that's where I got the word Treadstone for my business, Treadstone Performance. That's my engineering business. And I got it from the Bourne identity, the Treadstone Project.
Oh, is that what it was?
And I wanted the name Jaden. I wanted to name his middle name Tread. So it'd be Jaden Treadstone, but my wife won't let me.
Why? That's a good name. Dude, tell the Bomb Squad...
The Bomb Squad.
It's the Bomb Squad, dude. Tell the Bomb Squad something that can help them.
The Bomb Squad. Check it out. How big would you dream if you knew you couldn't fail? See, most people in life, they think too small. Like Grant Cardone says, you got to think big. You got to think about it consistently every single day. This is what I was going to talk about before, manifestation. This is true manifestation at its finest. It's just thinking about what you want out of life. Thinking about your business, eat, sleep, shit, your business. Until you're making $1 million, you have to keep continuously thinking about your business. Now, if you're thinking about girls, you're thinking about the next girl you're going to chase, the fight you're going to watch on TV, the Netflix show you're going to watch, you need to sacrifice and think about business. If you want to be successful, all you got to do is think about it. That's it.
There you have it, folks. You know, book, no nothing. Normally I say, go get his book. Go to his class.
It's funny because I was just listening to 48 Laws of Power, Mr. Green.
You know what the best one in there is?
What?
never outshine the master.
I've started reading that. I don't think I finished it.
Well, I've outshined the master a couple times.
You got to outshine the master.
Well, I have. And it, and he, and Robert Greene is correct. The masters don't like it.
Masters don't like
it. If you ask me, though, a true master would. Why? Well, because a real master is trying to make you better than they are. So the second you are better than them, they should be like really happy for you.
Yeah.
But you know,
most
other
people,
other masters that are just trying to, you know, keep you down, you know, I don't want you to ever be better than me. I'm going to show you how to be cool and build brands and do all this. But dude, I don't want you to be necessarily better than me.
My brand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, most people don't want to see them doing better than themselves.
That's right. That's right. And that's what people need to realize. Like, just because it's your brother or your cousin or your friend and they say they want you to win, they might want you to win, but they don't want you to win more than they are. And so that's why I'm saying it. Keep like your shit to yourself. I don't say go out and tell everybody so you hold yourself accountable. You ever heard those? Tell people that you're going to lose weight. That way, you know, everyone will hold you to it. You're in a dream world where everybody's your friend and they're encouraging. No, they just make fun of you. And then, well, yeah, you'll feel dumb and you'll do it. I say, don't tell them anything. Okay. Show them.
You got to hustle in silence.
Just show them, man. Show them what you're doing. Don't tell me what you're doing. Show me what you're doing. But if you guys notice, the guy knows what he's doing as far as social media goes because he's got 10 million followers.
We have the biggest NFT page too, 1.6 million.
Wow.
And
when you say we, how many are there?
Well, not my business. I say we.
Why?
Because it's not just me.
Well, it is if it's your business.
I have the biggest NFT page out there.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
Own it.
that's right. Like, you know, but you know, people say there is no I in team.
There's no I in, yeah, team.
And I say there is and when.
What do you think about the term self-made?
I don't think it's possible.
No.
I mean, I like the term. I have a statue that's called self-made where he's chiseling himself out of stone. Mm. And
different context.
And people always think I'm self-made because I came from nothing, which again, technically I am self-made.
I grew up in a trailer park.
Yeah, so you're probably self-made, but the problem is you're not self-made because if all the followers didn't follow, you wouldn't be shit. If no one bought my shit, I wouldn't be shit. If all of my clients didn't say yes, I wouldn't be shit. If they didn't go do what they did, I wouldn't be shit. If all the employees here didn't do what they did, I wouldn't be shit. So like nobody can actually do it all by themselves.
Yeah.
So that's self-made, literally.
I think people just take it out of context a little bit.
So in general, when it means, you know, are you self-made, meaning you did it yourself? Yes, I'm self-made.
Meaning you didn't have help.
I'm like self-made.
Your parents didn't give you money or you weren't given anything. You did it yourself.
100%. Yeah. But I call that from scratch.
Team-made.
Yeah, because I don't think you're self-made because everybody helped.
Yeah.
A lot of people helped. Even when nobody helped, a lot of people helped. Strangers sometimes will help you more than family. Isn't that weird? I said a quote today that I think I'm going to close with.
More than family will.
What's that?
Strangers will support you more than family will.
Isn't that weird? So I'm going to end with a quote that I thought up earlier today. Why people go to college. I said, people go to college to get educated, but they just come back opinionated. Right?
Yeah. I say never let your formal education get in the way of your self-education.
Yeah. Well, that's another good one. Dude, I appreciate you coming in. Hope you and your wife have a good time here. But you don't get too hungover. For all of you, I want to invite you to Las Vegas, April 28th and 29th. We're having Close the School Live. This is going to drop probably before then. So if it does, get those tickets. Come out and hang with me in Las Vegas, Nevada. 2 days of sales, closing, and persuasion. Maybe we'll have old Jason Stone there talk about a little something,
I'm down.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in. And guys, as always, until next time, keep it real.